This is Alive with Joseph.
Now you go ahead and celebrate Jesus, please. You may be seated comfortably. Amen. I know that the 2026 prayer and fasting season have been designed for you. And I'm believing God that you will walk out of that prayer and fasting season with a testimony in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you that anything that has been blocking your path in destiny shall be cleared off during the prayer and fasting season in the name of Jesus. So this morning I'll be sharing with you a word from God. I believe that God is a covenant-keeping God, and the scriptures confirms that. Every time the terms of covenant are met, God's integrity is committed to respond. Psalm 89 verse 34 says, "My covenant will I not break, nor alter the things that has gone out of my lips." So every of God's word or every of God's covenant is binding as long as the earth remains. As long as the sun is in the sky and the moon is up there in heaven, every of God's covenant remains in force. So when you get it right in the place of prayers, you are able, or you position yourself to enjoy a life of victory. You position yourself to enjoy a life of answered prayers. And I declare you will get it right in the name of Jesus. I pray for you will get it right in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in James chapter 4 verse 3, "You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, and that you may spend it on your pleasures." You ask, and the reason you're not receiving is not because God has not given. The reason you're not receiving is because you ask amiss. Or, let me put it this way, you missed the code for asking. So this morning we're looking at what I titled, Maximizing Prayer and Fasting. Maximizing Prayer and Fasting. And I want to encourage us that in this season, be committed to building spiritual capacity. Spiritual capacity, understand, is a requirement to fulfilling destiny in the kingdom of God and here on the planet earth. The Apostle Paul, speaking to us, said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, verse 9, he says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto us, and there are many adversaries." He said, there are many adversaries. Doors are open to him, but there are adversaries that is contending with the door that is open to him. So friends, get committed to developing your spiritual capacity so that you can be able to deal with the wiles of the devil that is contending with the doors that God has opened for you. And I want to show you this morning three major ways to developing your spiritual capacity. Number one is commitment to knowing the truth. Commitment to knowing the truth is number one way for you to develop your spiritual capacity. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the Bible says, "And as such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong, and they do exploits." I pray for you. You will do exploits in the name of Jesus. I declare you are strong in the name of Jesus. The Bible also tells us in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 5, it says, A wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. So, knowledge of the truth is one major way to develop your spiritual capacity. Number two way to develop your spiritual capacity is commitment to doing the word of God. Commitment to doing the word of God. Listen, friends, what you do with what you know is what delivers results to you. What you know is not what necessarily changes your story. It is what you do with what you know that changes your story. So in this season, commit yourself as a believer to a lifetime of word practice. Let the word of God be your continuous guide. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 to 16, it says, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all." He said, take heed. He said, give yourself completely to them. Give yourself completely to them. Maybe give me another translation if you can, please. He said, give yourself completely to them. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. He said, give yourself completely to them. This one says here, it says here, give yourself, thank you so much, give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your task so that everyone will see your progress. Keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear you. Stay true. Stay true. So the word of God will only profit you when you commit yourself to it, when you put it to work. Hallelujah. So God only confirms his word with miracles, signs and wonders, the word that you have committed to doing. The word of God you do will always be confirmed in your life with miracles, signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Then number three way to develop your spiritual capacity is through prayer and fasting. Through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting is another way to developing your spiritual capacity. Why do we fast as believers? You may ask, why must I fast as a believer? Number one reason why you must fast is we fast to be focused and also as an act of spiritual discipline. That is why we fast. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church in Corinth, he says in 1 Corinthians 9, 26 to 27, he said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it under subjection. I discipline my body, lest that by any means, when I've preached to others, I myself should be a cast away. We fast because it allows us to stay focused and also is our act of spiritual discipline. Number two, we fast to give attention to prayer and the word of God. We fast to give attention to prayer and the word of God. Number three, we fast to receive direction and clarity from the Lord concerning the year that is ahead of us. That is why we fast. We're fasting so that we can receive direction, we can receive clarity concerning the year that is ahead of us. One of the worst things that can happen to anyone is to embark on a journey they have no direction for. To embark on a journey they have no clarity on. To embark on a journey that they don't even know where they are going. Listen, friends, 2026 is a journey. It's a journey on its own. You cannot venture into it without clarity from the Lord, without direction from the soul. We fast. The days of fasting is so that we can receive direction. Lord, show me what I need to do. Lord, show me where you are taking me to. Lord, show me. Open my eyes to see. Open my heart to be able to perceive. Open my ears to be able to hear. So we fast to receive direction and clarity from the Lord. And number four, we fast as an act of devotion. We are devoting ourselves to God in the first days of the year. Why? Because whatever happens to the first will determine the rest. Whatever happens to the first decides the rest. That is why we tithe. Why do we tithe? We tithe because we are committing the first to God so that the rest can be secured. That's why we tithe. We commit the first to God. So we are committing the first days of the year to the hands of the Lord so that the rest can be secure. That no matter what happens to us during the course of the year, am I saying that the year will be challenge free? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying that no matter the challenges you encounter during the course of the year, you are guaranteed victory. No matter what the enemy throws at you, you are guaranteed rest. And I pray for you, 2026, the Lord will give you rest in the name of Jesus. So we fast so that as an act of devotion, we commit them first to God so that the rest is secured. Understand, friends, that we receive the Spirit equally. We express him differently depending on the weight of our sacrifice. Devotion is sacrifice. So we are making sacrifices. We receive the Spirit equal. We all have received the same Holy Ghost. Nobody have received a higher Holy Ghost than another. No. We all also have received the same measure of faith. I don't have a bigger measure of faith than you. The difference is I spend time developing my faith while someone else is spending time killing their faith. So we receive the same Spirit. But the way, depending on the weight of your sacrifice, it will determine how you express it. So the time of devotion is a time of sacrifice. Fasting time is a time of sacrifice. You're going to make a sacrifice. Listen, nobody who becomes anything on the planet Earth has ever done that without a sacrifice. Life is all about sacrifice. You want to go to school and pass, it will require sacrifice. You want to run a thriving business, it will require sacrifice. You want to prosper in your career, it will require sacrifice. You want to raise your children in the way of the Lord, it will require sacrifice. You want to build a healthy marriage, it will require sacrifice. No one who has ever built anything meaningful that has never had to make one sacrifice or another. And I pray for you, receive grace to make the necessary sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. So we are fasting, we are also praying. We are not just fasting, we are also praying. That is why it is prayer and fasting. The Bible tells us in 1 John chapter 5 verse 14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask anything according to the laid down rules in his word, he hears us. Then the same 1 John 5, when you go further to verse 15, it says, and if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of him. So we can know that our prayers has received an answer because we have asked according to his will. We have asked according to his. We know we have the petition that we have asked of him. Why? Because we have asked according to his will. So I'm going to give you 8 fundamental keys that empowers your prayer for answers. 8 fundamental keys that will empower your prayers for answers. And after that, I pray for you and we go home. Number one key is pray from the heart. In this season, pray from the heart. Pray from the heart. Even beyond this season, pray from the heart. You must pray from your heart for God to hear you. You must pray from your heart for you to be able to receive answers. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 7 says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God looks at the heart. He does not look at how eloquent you are speaking or how loud you pray. Rather, he looks at your heart, the state of your heart. So friends, pray from your heart so that you can command answers. Pray from your heart. Man can be deceived with words, but God cannot be deceived with words. Man can be confused with words. Man can be manipulated with words. But God cannot be manipulated with words. So you must pray from your heart. Understand that our spirit, your spirit, my spirit, must be engaged in prayers that must carry a result. So in this season, engage your spirit as you pray. The Bible tells us, Jeremiah 29 verse 13, it said, and you will seek me and find me. How? When you search for me with all your heart. When you search for me with all your heart. You can't find God with all your head. You can't find God with all your mouth. You find God with all your heart. You can't find God with all your mouth, with all your head. You find God with all your heart. Say, when you seek me, when you search for me with all your heart. Listen, friends, your head have no capacity to engage God in a discussion. It is only your spirit that have the capacity to engage God in a discussion. The Bible says in Isaiah 26 verse 5, with my soul have I desired you in the night. Yes, my spirit within me, I will seek you early. My spirit within me, I will seek you early. You don't see God with your lips. You don't see God with your head. You see God with your spirit. You see God with your spirit. God wants all of your heart. He wants all of your soul. He wants your spirit. Rich man to be there during the times of prayer and fasting. God is looking around for those whose hearts are in place. According to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9, it says, for the eyes of the Lord is running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. In this you have done foolishly. Therefore, from now on, you shall have wars, because you have not committed your heart to be loyal to me. He said, you have done foolishly not to do that. And because you have done foolishly, you have provoked wars into your life. You are provoked wars. When you do not seek God with your heart, you provoke wars in your life. You provoke unnecessary battle. But I pray for you in the name of our Lord Jesus. The mercy of the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus. I say you will not provoke unnecessary battles in your life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Hallelujah. He says in the book of Jeremiah 30 verse 21, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governors shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engages his heart? Engage your heart to approach unto him, saith the Lord. So it is the engagement of our heart that entitles us to testimonies from the hands of the Lord. So please, in this prayer and fasting season, engage your heart. Engage your heart. Engage your heart. Engage your heart. And listen, friends, when you engage your heart, you are expected, or you have positioned yourself to receive explosion of testimonies. And I pray for you, that will be your story in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the preparation of the heart and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Proverbs 16 verse 1. It is the engagement of your heart that determines the answer you will generate from the Lord. Ian Bounds of blessed memory, he said, and I quote him, he said, the story of every great Christian achievement is the history of answered prayers. The story of every great Christian achievement is the history of answered prayers. I pray for you. These 21 days, you shall have answered prayers in the name of Jesus. Number two, pray according to God's word. Locate what is written concerning the happenings in your life. Locate what is written concerning the happenings in your life that commits God for your desire change of story. Locate what is written in the word of God. Locate what is written in the word of God. Locate what is written in the word of God. Locate what is written concerning the issues of your life where you desire a change. Listen, God cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abided faithful. He cannot deny himself. He will not. He will not deny himself. God cannot deny what he said. Why? Because it is impossible for God to lie. Why? Let all man be liars and let God alone be true. He cannot deny himself. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. I say give Jesus your praise. Amen. So understand, friends, that you and I serve a God that has patterns on every subject matter. Now, the pattern in prayer is that we bring his word back to him on the issue of consign to us. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, 26, put me in remembrance. Let us contend together. State your case that you may be acquitted. Put me in remembrance. The same thing applies, you know, in the natural law court. When you go to the court, you don't win cases in court because, you know, you feel that you are the one who has been cheated on. No. Nobody wins. You win case by arguing your case. That is why people will go all the way to hire, the most potent lawyers, the most, you know, powerful lawyers to go defend their case. I've seen people who are guilty, who walk free because their lawyers was able to argue that they were not guilty. Was it that he didn't do it? He did it. But you, even if the judge knows that he did it, the judge is not permitted to give judgment based on what he knows. It's based on the book. He has to follow the law to give his judgment. Are you understanding me now? We had a case here in our nation some years ago where a young man shot his girlfriend and killed his girlfriend. Everyone knew that was assassination. Everyone knew. But this young man hired the best lawyers and he got out of that case and only got 6 years imprisonment. And after even some 6 years, before the 6 years, they have released him on parole. But the truth was, he killed his girlfriend. He assassinated the girl. He lied that, you know, I felt threatened. I felt that an intruder entered my house. Number one, he lives in an estate where no intruder can ever intrude. How can an intruder enter your house and lock himself in a toilet? What kind of a stupid intruder is that? But we all knew that he was guilty. But his lawyers argued And the man went off lightly. Why? Because in the law court, nobody gives judgment because you are emotional. Oh, actually they did me bad. No. Nobody cares. Present your case. Present your case. Haven't you seen those that social media have judged and yet they are discharged and acquitted? Because you don't win case by hashtags. Hashtag, a condition must fall. A condition must fall. That's not how you win case. You win case by argument. You argue your case. So these 21 days, argue your case with scriptures. Present the word of God. God, you said this. You read it out to him. Listen, even if you don't pray one sentence, just take the scripture and read it out. And say, God, you said this. And I pray for you that God will honor his word in your life in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise this morning. Hallelujah. So he said, put me in remembrance of my commitment on this subject matter. Put me in remembrance of my word concerning the issues of your life. God is saying, come, state your case. Did I commit myself to this issue? If you claim that I do, show me where I made that commitment. Show me. God, I want to be married. Oh God, I want to be married. Can't you say I'm getting old? God say, well, you will still remain like that. Because there's nowhere in my word where I say you must be married because you are old. Show me where I committed myself that you must be married. You come before the Lord. Proverbs 18:22, you said, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from God. I am a wife. And I need that man to find me. Wherever he is. You will just see the man foolishly start walking towards you. I'm telling you. He wouldn't know what garage. I met my wife in an all-night prayer. And that's been the last time I've been to that church. She was wearing shibelani. In the midst of shibelani, I saw a beautiful, I said, this is the one. So whatever prayer she prayed, collected me from Polokwane. I went, all night was inside the bush. This church was in a jungle. I'm telling you the truth. That man had been convincing me, please come preach for me. Please come preach. I said, no. So the man had been crying, please preach for me. Please preach for me. So for me just to get him off my back, he came. I said, okay, I'm coming to preach for you. He said, all night prayer. I said, that's fine. I like prayer, so let's go. He brought me. And that day, she was not supposed to be in the service. So the man phoned him, the pastor phoned him, Apostle Schneider phoned him and said, look, I have a guest pastor coming. I want you to come and interpret for me. She said, I'm not fasting. He said, no, don't worry, even if you're not fasting. Oh, start fasting now. As I'm telling you now, start your own fasting now. And she came. She was wearing shibelani. She was wearing one funny, you know, looking very funny. But when prayer locates you, you see, if you stop spending time on Brazilian hair and spend time on scriptures, the man must appear. The problem is, you spend 3 hours in the saloon. You spend no hour on Bible and you're hoping. That is why you keep having drunks roaming around you. God, where did you say? Hallelujah. Give the Lord your praise. And as I met my wife, and I'm grateful to God that she's my wife. Amen. So who knows? You must see her. Ask her, what kind of prayer did you pray? In fact, if I'm every single woman, Pastor Cody will be the person I sow into her life every day. I say, Pastor Cody, please, pray that kind of prayer, lay your hands on my head. I'm telling you the truth. And that's been the only time I've preached for that pastor up until today. I've never preached for him again. We're still friends. But for some reason, he doesn't invite me and I don't even desire to go. So, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you declare it. God, where did I promise that you will get married? Psalm 68 verse 6. God sets the solitary in families. God, put me in my own family. Put me in my own family. So a wife and a husband is your heritage as a believer. If that's what you desire. And I pray for you, God will honor the desires of your heart in the name of Jesus. So the Bible tells us in Isaiah 41 verse 21, present your case, says the Lord. Bring forth your strong reasons, says the King of Jacob. Present your case. So these 21 days, take scriptures. That is why you have to be in the evening service, because I'll be doing a lot of teaching. The reason I'm doing a lot of teaching is I want to stir up faith in you. So take everything I teach, present it to God. As you go in your private time of prayer, use it to present it to God. Number three, pray in faith with the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is our covenant access code in prayers. Pray in faith. John 14, verse 13 to 14. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. John 16, verse 23 to 24. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have not asked anything, nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. God is saying, ask. You ask. Ask in his name. Ask. Hallelujah. Ask in his name. Peter, speaking to the crippled man by the beautiful gate, said to him, through faith in the name of Jesus Christ has this man been made whole. When he was speaking to them, how the man was, he said, it was through faith in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not just the name of Jesus Christ. It is faith injected into the name of Jesus Christ that answers for you. It is faith you inject into the name of Jesus Christ that empowers your prayer for answers. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 9, verse 34, Peter said, Jesus Christ makes you whole. Rise up and walk. Immediately, the crippled man was up. He said, Jesus Christ makes you. He prayed in the name of Christ. Listen, friends, for every believer, when you pray in the name of Christ in faith, you are guaranteed an answer. And I pray for you, your answers shall be delivered in the name of Jesus. Number four, be conscious of your righteousness in Christ. Come boldly with the consciousness of righteousness in Christ. God has given to you by redemption his righteousness. Your righteousness is of him, saith the Lord. His righteousness is on you for conquest. He has conferred on you his righteousness. So approach his throne with all boldness. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, it says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace that helps us in the time of our need. Approach in boldness. Why? Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the righteous. Aren't you glad, friends, that when God is blessing you, he doesn't have to get a referral letter from anybody. He doesn't have to consult anybody before he blesses you. My friend, if God had to consult people before he blesses you, some of us would never receive, including me, I'm talking about myself. Some of us would never receive anything, because there are people who the enemy has positioned as accusers of the brethren. But when God wants to bless you, because you come in the righteousness of Christ, he looks at Christ. He doesn't look at you. He blesses you, not because of you, but because of what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. Give the Lord your praise this morning. That is why when men look at you and say you don't qualify, the blood of Jesus says you qualify. They look at you and say you're not the type that God blesses. The blood of Jesus says you are already blessed in all spiritual blessings, in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. Listen, don't let anybody disqualify you from receiving answers. Don't let anybody disqualify. No one has the power to disqualify you. Why? They are not the one who answers your prayers. They are not the one who answers your prayers. You are not praying in their name. You are praying in the name of Jesus Christ. The one who was, who is, and who is to come. Give the Lord your praise. Hallelujah. So pray with that consciousness that you are the righteousness of God. God can never say no to you. He can never say no to you. I say he can never say no to you. I say he can never say no to you. The Bible said, but the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous. How many righteous people do I have in the house this morning? How many righteous people do I have in the house this morning? He said, the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hey, the righteous. As bold as a lion. Number five. When you pray, exercise your authority. Boldly declare after me, I have authority. Thunder, I have authority. Luke chapter 9 verse 1 says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. Every believer is loaded with authority over all devils. He has raised us up together with him, made us sit together with him in the heavenly realms far above all devils. By redemption, hear me friends, you have authority over all devils. So pray, exercising your redemptive authority over all situations, all circumstances, all devils. We have not only been empowered, you and I have also been, God has conferred on us authority. You need authority to take charge. Exercise your authority. Exercise your authority. Don't pray timidly. Pray in authority. Don't pray timidly. Pray with authority. You know, I gave an example in the second service. It's like a policeman, an SAPS man, who is wearing his SAPS uniform, who goes to arrest a criminal. And the criminal has six pack, and the SAPS guy has no pack. Do you think the SAPS guy will be afraid of the six pack? Actually, when the six pack guy sees the SAPS, the policeman, he will run. Because why? He's not running because of his stature. He's running because of the uniform. The uniform is authority. The uniform is authority. The uniform is authority. My friend, you have authority. Authority has nothing to do with the stature of how small or how big you are. Authority has everything to do with who Jesus is in your life. In him you live. In him you move. In him you have your being. You have authority, friends. Pray in authority. The smallest believer in terms of spiritual age have authority over all devils. And that is why you need the revelation of your authority. You need the revelation. Understand that you have been translated from the powers of darkness. Right now you are in the kingdom of his dear son, and which is the kingdom of light. Hallelujah. Number six, pray in the language of the Spirit. Romans 8, 26 to 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness. For we do not know what we should pray for, as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Praying in the language of the Spirit, which is speaking in tongues, is your most accurate frequency in prayer. It's your most accurate language in prayer. Often when we pray with the language of understanding, which we should do, but when we pray with language of understanding, often we are limited. But with the language of the Spirit, we are not limited. We pray accurately according to the will of God. So when you're praying in the Spirit, you know, the Spirit of God prays according to the will of God through you. You wake up early in the morning, you don't know what to start praying about. Start praying in the language of the Spirit. Pray in the language of the Spirit. When you are praying and you pray in the language of the Spirit, you are praying accurately according to the will of God. So the Holy Spirit prays according to the will of God in you. And that is why you and I must continuously always yield ourselves to pray in tongues. Yield yourself to pray in tongues. You already have the Holy Spirit. You don't have the Holy Spirit if you're not born again. But if you're born again, you already have the Holy Spirit. Pray in the language of the Spirit, because the language of the Spirit is the most accurate frequency in the school of prayer. Build up yourself. The beauty with praying in the language of the Spirit is you're not just praying accurately according to the will of God. You are also building up yourself. You are building up yourself. The Bible tells us that in Jude chapter 1 verse 20. But you, beloved, build up yourselves up. Build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Pray in the language of the Spirit often. Number seven, pray with thanksgiving. The prayer that must be answered must be projected and presented with thanksgiving. Be anxious for nothing, the Bible says, Philippians 4, 6. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Pray with thanksgiving. Present your requests these 21 days with thanksgiving. Don't let yourself be found murmuring, complaining. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving is an expression of faith. Thanksgiving in the place of prayer is an expression of faith. The Bible said that Abraham giving glory to God. He had no child. He was already giving glory to God, knowing that faithful is he who has promised. He will never fail. Pray pray in the language of this. I mean, pray with thanksgiving. Number eight, and the last one, and you go home. Be expectant when you pray. Be expectant. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. Psalm 62, verse 5. Pray with expectation. Be expectant as you pray. The expectation of the righteous shall not be cut off, the Bible says. It is your expectation that defines your manifestation. Be expectant. Don't pray into storage. Be expectant. Be expectant that by the time the 21 days is over, everything you have listed in your prayer card will have been answered. So that you will use the remaining 11 months thanking the Lord. And also using the remaining 11 months praying for others to also receive their own answers. Be expectant. Pray with expectation. On the 31st night, we'll be giving you the expectation card. Everyone will be getting the expectation card into your hand. List your expectations. List your expectations. If the card we gave to you is too small, take a sheet of paper. Write more. Write whatever it is. Attach it. List your expectations. List it. Why do we ask you to list your expectation? Whatever you have not written down, you are not serious about it. Whatever you're not reading that, someone say, you know, I know my expectations in my heart. You're a joker. You're joking. You're playing. You're playing. I'm serious. Bible says, write the vision. Make it plain upon the table. So anyone who reads it will run with it. Write it. Make it plain. Whatever you have never written that, you're not serious about it. Listen, your head is not meant for storage. Your head is meant for thinking. That is why God, by wisdom, has given humanity paper and pen. So that we write and use our head for thinking and not use our head for storage. Why do we have textbooks? We have textbooks because, you know, the author had a knowledge that he needed to pass to the next generation. He didn't keep it in his head. He wrote it down. Imagine if the author of textbooks kept the textbook in his head. What would have happened to us? We wouldn't have had anything. We are enjoying the Bible today because the Apostle Paul wrote it down. And all the prophets and all the saints of old, they penned down. And that's why you and I can be able to go back to scriptures and refer to the word of God. Because it was, imagine if all the revelation of Christ, the Apostle Paul kept it in his head. Redemption would have been, we would not have known what redemption is. So write it down. Write it down. Use your head for thinking. Use your hand to write down what you're expecting. So that you can always go back to it. The reason why you also write down is when God has done it, you can be able to give Him thanks properly. You can be able to give Him thanks properly. Hallelujah. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. Be expectant in the name of Jesus. I pray and I declare, whatever you've lost in 2025, as we march into 2026, you will recover with compensation in the name of Jesus. It shall be restored back to you with compensation in the name of Jesus. The Lord will restore it back to you with compensation in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise if you believe that this morning. Let's rise on our feet and let's go home. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mokocha. Till next time, God bless.